Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy.
Hey, my name is Paul Butler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm joined today by Aaron Cubrell, Director of Talent Acquisition for GoTo. Aaron, for nearly 17 years now at New Leaf, we've really focused on our core purpose of helping people and organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. And I just wondered, what are your recommended best practices to help people and organizations be their best? But please do start there by telling us a little bit more about your organization, what you do, and who you serve. So over to you, Aaron, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Sure. So GoTo, who are we? Well, we are a software as a service company that offers a portfolio of products that enable companies of all sizes to connect through voice over IP telephony systems, to collaborate through video conference and webinars, to secure via identity as a service and cloud-based password management, and to support via cloud-based remote IT services. And at its core, GoTo has helped reimagine the modern workforce from the old days of working together in the same space, the same room, to today, a worldwide real-time collaboration for a distributed operation, any place and any time. And we practice what we preach as well. You know, as we were coming out of the pandemic, you're probably seeing a lot of companies starting to go back to the office and mandate, you know, going back in. But we have kept and are keeping our policy of a flexible hybrid workforce while using our own products every day. So I want to share with you our company values, because I think they really do tie into how we manage and lead from within and via our customers externally as well. So first one is be real, be authentic, bring your whole self to work. Number two, think big, play to win, aim high. Be inventive to solve our customers' needs. Number three, move fast, speed over perfection. Disagree, but commit. And that doesn't necessarily just mean move fast for the sake of moving fast. It means move with purpose, with intent, and to not overanalyze so much that you are, you know, hampering your momentum, right? Or not even able to get momentum going. So that's kind of where the move fast comes in. And lastly, keep growing. Always be curious and learning, that growth mindset. Embrace feedback and grow from your mistakes. You know, we are allowed to fail here and learn from it. So I think that's really nice. So going back to the original question on helping people and organizations better manage themselves and lead others, you know, you can think of management as you have the executive management who all eyes on them, right? They develop the strategic direction of the company. They make the big decisions. They motivate, they inspire, they set the overall tone. Then you also have the middle management layers. And, you know, in my mind, that's really where the magic is, because that's where the execution is. And these are people who are on the ground in the trenches day to day, right? And I think those managers or those leaders are really what separates great companies from average. And good leadership has a big impact on quality of work and overall happiness of the employees. So as a director of talent acquisition, I have obviously been coming at this from the hiring perspective, right? Bringing talent in. And I see leadership as being of service to others. And so what I advise and I tell people is, you know, don't look for someone to do a job for you. Look for someone you can invest in and assist them on their career journey. And the result of that will be a fulfilled, happy employee who will do a good job for you, right? In my mind, there are five, including but not limited to, five important attributes for leadership. And number one would be a coach. You know, help the employee tackle problems from a strategic perspective. Keep them accountable and on track. Give them the autonomy to swim on their own, but push them in the right direction. Number two, a mentor. You know, teach, act as a teacher. If you're in a leadership position, chances are you've kind of been there, done that before. Share your knowledge and experience. Give the employee the knowledge and experience opportunities that they didn't have coming into the position. And I think about all my favorite managers, my best managers in my career have been mentors to me. Number three, motivate. Find out what drives the employee. And this is different for everyone. Everyone's motivated differently, but it's up to the leader to really find out what that is and continuously check in with them and monitor their motivation and their progress. You know, when I do one-on-ones with my team, often I ask them at the end, are you happy? Are you happy with where you're at and what you're doing? I think that's really important. And I think that gets overlooked sometimes. Number four, communicate. You got to be a good communicator. You have to have clear communication with intention when giving instructions or assignments. And also you have to be able to have the difficult conversations, right? Whether it be a performance issues or interpersonal issues or whatever. Sometimes we see those things get ignored or swept under the rug, and that never leads to anything good. So I think that's really important. And lastly, number five, explain the why. You know, don't just give orders. Explain the importance, the impact. How does it tie to the long-term vision? Warn of the pitfalls, but this is where the business acumen comes in. Understanding the why will be more motivating and satisfying for the employees. And it'll help to realize the employees' growth, especially when things are challenging or hard, right? So those are some of the attributes that we strive for when we're managing and leading others in our company. And that is what I wanted to share with you today.
Aaron, I really appreciate that clear and very kind of practical insights on how to help people better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. I really do appreciate those. And then just a message out to our subscribers to keep an eye on the website for those events that we put on for you on a regular basis, most of which are free of charge. And Aaron, I know you're just up the street from me up in Northern California. I'm down in Southern California. Could I offer you a virtual high five?
Absolutely.
Aaron, it's so good to see you again. Thanks ever so much for taking the time with us today.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
I hope you found that interview useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.